It was the soulful 70s when their story began. There was an atmosphere of black pride at a time where revolution and civil rights were everyday conversation. As integration began to make its way through segregation, James Brown and Aretha Franklin were taking over radio stations. Afros and Black Fists demanded respect and elevation, and in the midst of this began their relationship. I remember the first time I saw her. She appeared as I was gazing through a courtyard window, overlooking the school grounds. And I thought to myself, wow. As my heart began to pound against my chest, if love at first sight were possible, I was feeling it in that moment. She was the epitome of perfection. Her style and the way she wore her afro made an impression on me, and I vowed to somehow meet the object of my affections. I had to let her know she was my selection, and there was no one else for me. The next school year, whenever I saw her, I took the opportunity to leave an impression, hoping that she would notice me.
I remember the first time I saw him, boarding a school bus looking for a seat. I liked the way he was dressed. He appeared clean-cut and neat. I was pleasantly surprised when he smiled and sat in my seat. He introduced himself and asked about me. I began noticing him in class or passing by. Then destiny brought us together. When I entered the pageant from the Seabreeze High, I needed an artist for a set I wanted to design. He came highly recommended, and we met again for the second time. As I watched him create the background, I couldn't believe my eyes. His talent was amazing, and his creativity inspired me. As we explored and shared ideas and talked about almost everything, I enjoyed his company. Listen, it felt as if we were a team. And while our project was coming together, so were we.
I felt like God had blessed me with the opportunity to show my talents. I couldn't believe I was chosen to create her set for the pageant. So I gave my best effort, and we became acquainted along the way. I was proud of what we accomplished and hoped that what we were feeling didn't ever go away. It seemed like fate had plans, because not long after the project was complete, we happened to meet at a formal dance and were given a chance to express ourselves romantically. We were inseparable, as if the event was empty, and we swung the night away until the last record stopped spinning. Say I am rich because of what the Lord has done for me.
After the dance, I realized that my feelings for him were growing. There was no pressure or chasing. Our relationship developed slowly. We saw each other here and there, becoming closely tied. We enjoyed each other's company and would talk without end. I always looked forward to spending time with him. Then one early morning, after walking me to class, we stood face to face, holding intimate eye contact. And we embraced as the sun was rising. And it was then that I knew that he was the one for me. And the love I felt was true. We were nearing the end of school, and this was our senior year. He'd been accepted to Morehouse, and soon I would not have him here. So I had to let him know the way he made me feel. When he asked me to sign his yearbook, everything I felt was revealed. Before I knew it, I had filled 3 pages. With all I wanted to say. We promised to keep in touch and never let our love fade away.
During my time away at college, we talked almost every day. The distance seemed to bring us closer instead of pushing us away. I knew in my heart I'd never again feel this way. So while I was visiting home for winter holidays break, I proposed on Christmas Eve and we became engaged.